Who are the 21st century superpowers? The USA is still the top superpower, but the global power balance is changing fast. The USA, troubled titan.
After the Second World War, with Europe in ruins, the U.S. became the superpower of democratic nations. It played that role through the Cold War decades, counterbalancing the Soviet Union in military, economic, diplomatic, and ideological terms. When the Soviet Union finally collapsed, American power over world affairs seemed incontestable. The USA spends more on its military strength than the next 10 countries combined. Its per capita wealth is almost double Europe's and over 6 times that of China. Then, in 2016, something strange happened. With Donald Trump in the White House, the world superpower suddenly went AWOL. Trump called NATO into question, the all-important military alliance between the U.S. and Europe. Treaties were rejected, old allies ghosted in favor of dictators. Amid the turmoil that Trump created, China seized the opportunity to present itself as the new world leader. But that looks premature now that Joe Biden has arrived as president. Certainly, on paper, America's military and economic dominance remains formidable. The alliances and treaties of the past have rapidly been reactivated. Whether it lasts will depend entirely on how the U.S. evolves from here. In the long term, there are grounds for serious concern about the nation's social cohesion. The Trump phenomenon is a symptom of a deeply troubled society, not its cause. And the United States will only be powerful so long as they remain united. Will America still be a world superpower in 2050? Yes, very probably, but maybe not top dog. China, resurgent giant.
For most of the past 2 millennia, up to the 19th century, China was the world's richest country. And it is clear that it aims to regain that position in the 21st century. As an authoritarian, one-party state, it can plan long-term, putting in place strategies that may take decades to reach fruition. For example, it has subtly acquired a near monopoly on the world's deposits of rare earth metals, a group of 17 obscure elements that are crucial to modern technologies in everything from smartphones to ballistic missiles. In the future, this will be like controlling the oil supply was in the 20th century. Diplomatically, China has used generous investment in Asian, African, and even European countries' infrastructures to place them in a debt trap. This has given it control over key strategic resources, such as ports all over the world. China's leaders have always talked of planning a peaceful rise to world predominance, but it is building a network of naval military bases that are clearly designed to give it military dominance over the Eastern Pacific. It is said to be working on autonomous military machines, terminators in effect, as one aspect of a plan to dominate developments in the future tech of artificial intelligence. Today, few governments believe in China's peaceful rise. And after seeing it suppress dissidents in Hong Kong and threaten Taiwan with invasion, nor do they believe it will be a benevolent superpower. The next few years, therefore, will see other governments try to contain China. But is it already too late? Russia, wounded bear.
As the old saying goes, attack is the best defense. And despite still being a military superpower, thanks to its vast nuclear arsenal, Russia feels itself to be very much on the defensive since losing the Soviet Empire it controlled after the Second World War. No longer the giant of the Cold War decades, it has adopted guerrilla tactics as a means of destabilizing its rivals. It has mastered what it calls a hybrid warfare system of attacking a country in clandestine ways. For example, in 2014, it annexed the Crimea from Ukraine, using ununiformed Russian soldiers posing as local militias. Its cyber forces, codenamed Fancy Bear, and Cozy Bear are responsible for ongoing hacks and malware attacks on several Western democracies. And Russia's clandestine use of social networks to influence elections and votes, such as the Brexit referendum, is well known. All of this, though, is really a sign of weakness. Russia's population is aging and shrinking fast. Putin is so reliant on the country's oil resources to artificially stimulate the economy that the state itself is now responsible for 70% of the country's GDP, compared to 35% in 2005. His military adventures in Ukraine, Syria, and elsewhere are about boosting his failing domestic support. He hopes to disrupt rivals and sow division between allies with low-cost cyber attacks, so equalizing the balance in his favor. But a wounded bear, as we all know, is unpredictable. Russia is not the confident superpower it once was, and in some ways, that makes it more dangerous. The EU, secret superpower.
The typical view of the European Union is that it is too slow and too bureaucratic to ever be a superpower. Yes, it has considerable military forces, but they are divided between 27 countries and have no central command structure. Yes, it is rich and populous, but it doesn't speak with a single voice in foreign policy, and so has little impact on world affairs. In the end, it's just a big single market, a commercial entity more than a political one. But that is precisely the source of its unrecognized power. Because the EU is the world's biggest single market, filled with rich consumers, it is subtly influencing the entire globe. For example, in 2016, the EU introduced the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, to protect our private information when using the internet. Apple, Microsoft, Google, and Facebook, all US companies, now apply the GDPR rules worldwide. Similarly, Twitter and YouTube now apply the EU definition of hate speech worldwide to censor users, not the concept of free expression found in the American Constitution. Most significantly, the rules imposed on anyone wishing to do business in the EU cover a multitude of domains: product safety, environmental standards, employment practices, and so on. What is not generally realized is that corporations increasingly follow these rules globally. It just doesn't make financial sense for them to have one production chain for the EU and another for the rest of the world. So, is the EU a superpower? Maybe, but not like any we've seen before.